Unit 5. Food. Lesson 1. Foods we like. Listening and speaking. 3. What do you have? B. Listen and complete.
What did you have for lunch, John?
I had some bread and a cola for lunch.
That doesn't sound healthy. What about you, Linda?
I had a hamburger. I wasn't hungry at noon.
That's not quite healthy either. Lunch is very important.
What did you have, Mary?
I had rice, chicken, and vegetables. I have a good time the whole afternoon.
4. I like Chinese food. B. Listen and repeat.
I like Chinese food.
I like Chinese food too. I like dumplings best.
At school, we sometimes have Chinese food for lunch.
That's good. We eat Chinese food only at the Chinese restaurant.
My mother can make some Chinese food.
Really? That's wonderful.
See, listen and judge.
Reading and writing. 6. Mother enjoys cooking. B. Read the text with the following questions in mind. 1. Who likes cooking in the family? 2. What does mother like to do? 3. Why does she keep on cooking every day?
Mother enjoys cooking. My mother enjoys cooking and does all the cooking at home. She loves to try different things and comes up with new dishes all the time. She has traveled to many places in the country. She loves to try out recipes she has picked up, anything from Sichuan food, Cantonese food, to Shanghai food and Peking food. Though she sometimes feels tired, she still keeps on cooking happily every day, because she thinks it's important for a family to eat together. That is the time of the day for a family to sit down together and talk with each other.
8. Read and recite. Do not argue with your bread and butter. Hope is a good breakfast, but a bad supper. You can't have your cake and eat it too. Bread is the staff of life. It is difficult to cater for all tastes. In wine, there is truth.